Kultur um 5.
Bevor wir weiter mit Musik, das geht nicht live, oder, voilà, die letzte Plaque von Trent Müller heißt Dreamweaver, und das kann wohl in 8 Wochen dabei sein. Für den Dänen, den am Anfang von seiner Karriere echt auf viel lang Instrumental-Tracks bekannt war, als Plaque den Eckpunkt von der Evolution zu mehr vokaler Musik. Die atmosphärischen und originalen Tracks sind auch immer meisterhaft mit Daven synthetischen Texturen begleckt, an denen noch organische und Instrumental-Sounds ihre Kraft entwickeln. Eine schöne Balance. Auf all Track singt übrigens seine Kollaboratrice Disa, die auch schon sein Zeitchen Mamba für seine Liveband ist. Überhaupt ist der Kontrast zwischen feiner Studioarbeit im Album und einer richtiger Band-Experience auf der Bühne schon zu lang im Markenzeichen von Trent Müller. Zander Demos Zeit war, auf Bühne zu gehen, wie ihn dem Mark Lömmerhaut an einem Telefonsgespräch verrunden hat.
How do you think your approach to live performances has evolved over the years?
I think it has actually been kind of the same, because I've always had this urge to try to play my songs from the album live, you know, so it has always been with a band, because it's simply not possible for me just to you know, play the music just me and a laptop. That would be super boring, I think, and not my vision about my music. So having a band playing my music, and I'm of course a part of, you know, that band, has always, since my debut album, been the thing that I've been doing live. So I just think that you know, we got better. I have a really fantastic band now, and somehow it's you know, really makes sense to, you know, play these songs live with a band, because it's also, you know, there are guitar, there are bass, there are drums on the album. So I like to have that on the stage too. Live, I really use the fact that we are 5 people on stage interacting and playing live music, and we have fantastic visuals, and then we have a cool set design. So it's really important for me to have that visual side to the music also because some of the songs are instrumental songs, and I like to give the audience a totally visually and audio experience that hopefully melt together, and it feels like people are very happy. We have sold out shows here for the rest of the tour now, and we have fantastic feedback for, you know, every show. So I'm really happy that we succeeded in this thing. We also rehearse quite a lot, and I use a lot of time on working on the visual side of the show, because I always love that you somehow get lost in the music, and it's not just a band playing live, but it's something more deep in a way.
How would you describe your relationship with vocalists? I mean, vocals have been quite important on your last album. And also in the past, you've had great vocalists that you could invite to work with you.
Yeah. Actually, Disa is also singing on the new album. So you know, that was also why we chose to, you know, do this album together, because she's also part of the band. So it made totally sense. For, you know, this and the last album, I also wrote most of the lyrics and the melody lines, and that's something that's kind of new to me, because I didn't do that on my earlier albums. It was more like the vocalist maybe came up with the lyrics and most of the vocal melodies, but I felt ready to also try to you know, do that, and that was a big challenge for me, and also something that I use quite a lot of time on, you know, not only producing and writing the songs, but also writing the melodies for the vocals. And that's something that I really love to do now, actually, because I've always had the ideas and always wrote melodies for the rest of the music, but not always for the vocals. So that definitely makes a difference now that I have the self-confidence to do that, I think.
And you've also incorporated some covers, such as the Ravenettes' Cops on Our Tail, in your recent set list. What motivates you to include those pieces, and how do you choose them?
Actually, this Ravenettes' cover came out because Ravenettes asked me to do a cover of one of their songs, because their debut album turned 20 years last year, so they asked me to do a cover of one of the songs, and I'm a huge fan of the Raveonettes, so I was just very honored and actually a bit afraid of doing that because I really love their original songs. But I ended up doing a cover of a song called Cops on Our Tail, and it's Deezer is also singing on, you know, that song, and it went so well, so we decided to you know, play that live also. Yeah.
Do you work on new music while you're touring, or is that just impossible?
No, it is actually possible. I am, you know, have my laptop. I also have two speakers with me and a MIDI keyboard, so I actually started working on some new stuff and mixing a little bit. It's not always that easy because we have shows nearly every day. We only have two off days, I think, in you know, we have been playing 36 different cities now on the tour, so we are super busy, but it's nice because we are traveling in, you know, this tour bus, and we have a lounge where I can sit and do music and mix, and it's nice sometimes to have a little break from being social and going into this world of mixing and creating music. But sometimes it's also a little bit, I'm too tired to do it, to be honest. So, yeah.
Any new creative directions that you're thinking of now that you would like to explore?
I think I'm moving into a even more shoegazy, noisy thing for the next album. I don't know really yet because I'm still trying out different stuff. But I think it will be a little bit more shoegazy, actually, yeah.
All right. Thank you very much for the conversation.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And thank you for inviting me to your show.
Den Anders Trentemøller seng Band sind den Novent, die Sondenovent, zu Gast an der Escher Kulturfabrik. Am Vierprogramm spielt Sakura, ein verspielter minimalistisch Produzentin von Hongkong, die zu Wien schafft. Ein interessanter Affisch. Die Radio 1,7 an Domat, also Dado, 5:30.